Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Who will be a bridesmaid? Who will be a groomsman? Who will officiate the wedding? What song will Taylor Swift walk down the aisle to? I've got it all figured out.
Yeah, good, because these were all questions that were keeping me up.
I can tell the bags under your eyes.
Yeah, man, I'm tired. Uh-huh. Yeah, so excited, but also tired.
So I have planned Taylor and Travis's wedding for them. All right.
Oh, that's so generous of you.
You know, I had a couple of extra minutes to spare. And so I thought, why not plan their wedding for them? They don't need to hire some big highfalutin wedding planner. They don't need to call in Martha Stewart to figure out the aesthetics or the tablescapes. They got this rando girl on the radio in Atlanta.
Well, with keeping with Abby's La La Land philosophy, that there really might be a chance that Taylor has been taking a look at some of her content online and stealing some of the stuff off of her Pinterest and her Instagram. This is very possible that she will hear it based on what Abby told us yesterday.
She saw the antique cushion cut that I've been wanting for 2.5 years, and she thought, I'm going to steal that from her.
Yep.
I'm going to take that moment from her.
All right, so here we go. I'm going to start with the bridal party, okay? So it could very well get out of hand because they're very popular people, but I'm going to keep this somewhat small, all right? I do think the location of the wedding, where he proposed in his backyard, let's just keep the wedding there. All right.
Okay.
So we're gonna do that.
Save some costs too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're penny pinching for sure.
So maid of honor, obviously for Taylor Swift, is gonna be her best friend from childhood. This is the girl that she has known forever, and she takes with her to like award shows and her plus one. I don't know her name. I tried not to Google anything, by the way, because I wanted this just to come from, you know,
from the heart.
Yes.
instead of the Google.
Yes.
Her best friend's name is Abigail.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. So Abigail will be her maid of honor. Then she's going to have Selena Gomez, Kylie Kelsey, and Gigi Hadid as her bridesmaids.
Obviously.
All right.
But you can't forget Ashley Avignon. How could you forget her?
I don't know who that
is.
Is that the faker?
The who?
The one who pretends to be Taylor?
No, this is her fashion stylist friend.
Oh, well, she's not going to be a bridesmaid.
Is Ice Spice in there somewhere? Because that always seemed odd to me.
No, she's not in there either.
She's hanging in Taylor's.
She's the flower girl.
I thought about incorporating the cats, but cats, you can't like...
You can't hurt them.
They're not like dogs, and I don't see cats coming down the aisle at all at a wedding, so the cats are not involved in the wedding.
Put them on a cocktail napkin, call it a day.
Yeah. Now, as far as groomsmen go, all right, best man, obviously, Jason Kelsey. Then there's going to be another football dude and another football dude, and Taylor has a brother, correct?
Yes, Austin.
Okay, then Austin will also be a groomsman.
You can't forget Patrick Mahomes.
He's not a groomsman.
They're very close.
Well, no. Oh, okay.
He's going to be one.
What about Ed Sheeran?
No.
Sheeran?
Stop. Let me cook. I have another football dude. I have best man Jason Kelsey and then two rando football dudes. So whoever he wants to put there.
Mecole Hardman and
Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, there you go. Those are the other football dudes, right? So we got those.
Sure. I think Patrick probably, I don't know the other dude.
I don't know the other dude either. Okay. That's why I just put another football dude. Because I wasn't going to Google it.
Oh, maybe it's Harrison Butt Kicker.
Definitely not.
All right. So now, as far as guest book, I put Blake Lively and Brittany Mahomes on guest book.
Why would you put Blake Lively down?
Because I think they're going to mend some fences, but she can't be a bridesmaid because there's still some tension there, but we're going to throw her on the guest book. Okay.
She announced her engagement the day after this woman's birthday, and you think they're going to mend fences?
Maybe. We don't know. Again,
the only fence they're mending is the one that locks Blake Lively away from Taylor.
Again, I didn't Google any of this stuff to see where anything stands. I'm just going with my gut here.
This is crazy.
All right. Are you ready for the officiant? I am so excited. Now, this was something I did Google because I wanted to make sure I knew which celebrities were ordained, right? Because I am ordained. Went through the Universal Life Church online. So
how long did that take?
Oh, like maybe 15 minutes
to fill out the application.
Yes. And there's a fee. You got to pay. So the officiant for Taylor Swift and Travis Kelsey, Cardi B.
I'm not domestic. Okay. This is why God bless me. You know what I'm saying? This is why God blessed me and made me rich and famous, because he knows that I'm not domestic and I'm not meant to be in the kitchen. I was meant to hire chefs. Because this is not my lifestyle.
So Cardi B is going to officiate the wedding. Okay.
All right.
All right. Now, when it comes to Taylor walking down the aisle, she's going to walk down the aisle to, and it's not going to be actually the song. It'll be like some like orchestra, quartet, probably more because they can afford more instruments. But
maybe an organ.
Maybe. But she's going to walk down the aisle to Temptations, My Girl. I felt that was very fitting for Travis and for Taylor. All right. So now the wedding is done. Now we're getting to the reception, okay?
Abby is so insulted by this entire plan.
Yeah, I'm biting my tongue.
The ceremony is done. So now we're getting into the reception. This is the one thing I am most excited about. And I actually think it's very cute and very clever. And if they don't use it, I will be offended. So when they come into the reception, because you know how like the couple makes their grand entrance into the reception. They went and they did some photos. Now they're walking into the reception. They are going to be announced as Mr. and Mrs. Kelsey. And they're going to come into AC/DC TNT.
He got her friendship bracelets that say TNT on it. And when they got engaged, he put a dynamite at the end of it to kind of do a nod to the fact that that's like their thing.
Okay.
That's a possibility. And I didn't even know any of that.
Now you know.
I want them. All right. Now. First dance, all right? First dance, very important. This is where Ed Sheeran comes in, because Ed Sheeran, besties with Taylor, he is going to perform live. That's going to be their first dance. Now, there's also going to be some surprise performances at the reception, right?
Oh.
Because I don't know if you know this, but Travis Kelce and Bad Bunny are BFF ever since doing
Happy Gilmore 2.
Yep. So Bad Bunny is going to be there performing. I have no idea if they're actually friends, but I just remember seeing Bad Bunny in the movie with Travis Kelce, and I thought that would be a cool performer. Also, her backup dancers. Because I know she's very tight with her backup dancers. Mm-hmm. They're going to come out and do some fun little choreographed dance for her wedding.
So
okay?
fun.
And then, of course, she's BFF with, I always mispronounce this, is it Haim or Haim?
Oh, Haim.
Haim. So they're going to be there and they're going to perform a song for her as well, too.
Right? I call them L'Haim.
No, that's not that. Now.
Is that the French version of them?
No, that's the Yiddish version.
Oh. If you have a good DJ, you know it's not about the music you play. It's about the music you don't play.
Ah.
You always give a band playlist. These are artist songs you do not want to hear at your reception. And I have a list of artists that have been banned from Taylor's wedding reception.
Okay.
Number one on the list, Kanye. Duh. That's
course,
a given.
Right.
Number two on the list, Bieber.
Yep.
Duh. She can't stand him. Selena Gomez's ex. No. Other notables that should not be played at Taylor Swift's reception, Harry Styles, the 1975, John Mayer, and Calvin Harris.
So any connection at all to an ex?
Yes. Okay. No, that's not going to get played at the wedding.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I have.
Okay. That's so funny thinking about that. DJ is going to have to get a crazy NDA, right? Knowing who she is beef with.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Abby, can you, over the course of the next hour, put together a more comprehensive, more realistic vision of what this wedding should look like?
I could do it right now.
I know you can.
I could do it in my sleep.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.